right. Well, our Republican leader says the FBI could soon be knocking down the doors of all sorts of political opponents, going after political enemies by using the Department of Justice and the FBI as a sledgehammer. Josh Phillips, award-winning investigative reporter with the Epoch Times, host of Epoch TV's Crossroads program. Josh, good to have you back.
Hey, always a pleasure being here.
Thank you, sir. So, we look back to the 8th of August and the jaw-dropping. It was a raid. It was an attack, really, on the former president. And those that don't want to admit that are not being intellectually honest. It was a intimidation move. Well, we took 11,000 documents, yeah, and 100 or so may or may not have had some sort of classified markings on them. Nobody knows. And then the FBI puts out that picture, which on 60 Minutes, I was like, what did you think when you saw that picture? They asked Joe Biden, really? I mean, why don't you just say, do you think Donald Trump's a bad guy? I mean, this is such an embarrassment what 60 Minutes has become. Anyhow, Josh, what about these additional raids? What do you think?
Well, you know, they're saying right now, the FBI is saying right now, arguing against Trump having a special master appointed to review the documents. They're saying right now that it might prevent them from finding additional documents. And this is what I kind of took from that, is that very likely, this is what I think is happening. I think these documents are, in fact, related to some of Trump's lawsuits against the government, including his RICO case. Of course, you know, one of them got thrown out with Hillary Clinton. But these do appear to be, some of them at least, documents related, one, to the Trump-Russia scandal that is really backfiring on the left right now, and two, the documents that Trump was going to declassify, and in fact did declassify in January of 2021 in an official memorandum. When he says he declassified them, he did. He issued an official memorandum January of 2021 before he left office. And so it looks like the FBI right now, through the, you know, with the hand of Biden, is trying to prevent these documents from becoming public or from becoming used in court.
And now, why do you think? I mean, we can speculate all day. That's what the left does, right? But we're generally better than that. We don't know what. The fact of the matter is, a picture of some folders that say classified, completely meaningless. You don't know what's in the folders. It was a staged picture designed to inflict damage politically to Donald Trump. Period. Did they release pictures of the raid on Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, they didn't even release his guest list yet, did they? Funny how that works.
Still waiting for that one.
Yeah, still, we'll be waiting for a while. The fact of the matter is the FBI doesn't release pictures of their work or selected pictures of their work. Again, I don't like the word unprecedented because the left throws it around quite recklessly. But in this case, that being released was unprecedented.
Well, definitely was. And in fact, Trump even came out and said that they basically staged the photo, according to what Trump was saying. That they neatly aligned all these documents on the floor, scattered them on the floor, then took a picture and posted it on the internet. I mean, what kind of investigator takes, you know, organizes their evidence, disrupts the arrangement of it, throws it on the floor, takes a photo of it, and then posts it on the internet? Like, why would you do that logically?
The FBI doesn't do that. Now, that's the point. But we're supposed to trust that behavior. How can you trust that behavior?
Well, I don't think you can trust it. And I think it lends to the point you've been making that this looks like a big political move. You would not do that for any kind of valid reason when it comes to, like, law enforcement or investigation. There's no reason to do that for an investigative purpose. But there is a reason to do that for a political purpose, which I think really does lend to that, you know, that argument. It does look like just a big political show.
Yeah. I agree with that completely, by the way. Mm-hmm. I agree with that completely. So where do we go from here then? And because people's trust in the FBI, I think that it's for the most part blown. Who can trust them? And then you've got these other agencies that do this, a lot of the same sorts of things under the guise of, oh, we're doing this and that to save the democracy. No, you're not. You're attacking democracy any way you can to hold on to power. That's the way it looks to me, Josh, and you tell me if I'm wrong.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, I've been wondering the same thing, actually. You know, what's going to happen with the FBI? You know, once the smoke of all this clears? Because I think public trust in them as an institution is just about gone now. I mean, even beyond this, we know they're targeting parents who've joined these school board meetings. We know that they've had no problem targeting people politically. And, you know, I know there's a lot of good people there. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's a lot of good people who really believe in what they're doing, but there's a lot of bad ones, too. And those folks have not shown any, let's say, they've not shown any unwillingness to enforce things that appear to be political abuse. And you can't have an institution like that that has done that to the people of the country they're supposed to represent, and either one, not go investigate it, or two, not face some kind of punishment. So there's going to need to be a cleaning of house someday around all of this, at the very least, on through investigations into wrongdoing that might have happened.
So how do we get? I guess, Jonathan, what bothers me is it seems like our hand is no longer on the wheel. That government and these agencies do as they please because there's never any accountability. They do all they want whenever they want, and it doesn't matter, right? They just do as they please, and they have power, and they're backed up by the leftists. And even when Republicans are in power, I mean, look at all the things that were done to Donald Trump by those that were clearly to the left, right? And they're never held accountable. So how do we ever have faith in the system again?
I think this comes down to the administrative state. And I think this goes down to the real conflict I think we're watching unfold right now. I mean, I'd argue that even Biden doesn't have his hand on the wheel. I mean, maybe in a few more ways than one, so to speak. But, you know, I think that they override even him. He'll come out and make statements saying the U.S. will defend Taiwan, and the White House will come out and say, oh, well, he didn't mean what he said. You know, if Biden's not the one running the White House, then who is? And I think this goes back to the question, you know, you're getting at, that there is this deep state, and even the left is saying it now. You know, Axios had a big article claiming that Trump, if he comes back into office, is going to clean house on the deep state, that he made a law that clears the way for him to do so. He wants to fire 50,000 people or something like that. And frankly, I think by stating that, they're just campaigning for Trump, because I think the American people are fed up. And we know that this can't go on like this. There needs to be, I think, a reckoning in terms of holding these people accountable for the fact that they have undermined, I think they've undermined our basic form of government, where the idea that this is government by the people, for the people, you know, of the people, it's no longer the case. This is government of a small clique of individuals who believe they have ultimate power and nothing else matters.
Yeah, nothing else matters. That's the problem. Just power. Josh, good to have you as always. Josh Phillips, Epoch Times and Crossroads. You can check that out. Where do people find your program real quickly?
Epoch TV, EPOCHTV.com.
There you have it. Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for this day and talk about some of the important headlines you may have missed. So don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable.
It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's Bluebird CFW.com.